Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our question and answer series, we were taught that we need to live our lives in a way that all men will see the Lord in us. Let's continue there today. Foundation for the Bible stands. We need to be something that can be read of all men. They need to see Christ in us, but they also need to hear the gospel through our lips, not just saying, well, they see me, they'll want to get saved. No, they need to hear the gospel get saved. Now, that friend of mine changed, and people could see the change in his life. All of a sudden, he quit cussing. He just quit cussing. He started going to church. He even asked me to come to his house. I went to his house. He's having a Bible study. He invited neighbors over. And I'm just saying that that was years ago, but the Lord made a change. I didn't change his life. God did. But God did use me to share the gospel with him. And he didn't like it at first. But you see, the transforming work should have made letters of condemnation unnecessary, since their lives are the very letters that can be read of all men, of what Christ can do. That's why he called them the Epistle of Christ. He's transforming their lives. They are new creatures in Christ. And so, Paul is an instrument that God uses to write in their heart with the Holy Spirit, the one who is doing the writing in their heart through the word that Paul preaches. That's what we have. So our church has standards. It is the way the Holy Spirit works in this day. He uses the Sunday school teacher. He uses the man who's out there just working. Whatever. And that person you lead to the Lord may be somebody who becomes a man of God that is used mildly. This Sunday school teacher up in the hills of Kentucky, oh, up in those mountains, she had a teenage boy come to her class. She got a burden for him. She gave him the gospel every Sunday in Sunday school. And one day after Sunday school, he went down forward and got saved. And when he got saved, he got saved. That lady's name was Daisy May Hawes. The man she led to the Lord was a guy by the name of Dr. Lee Robertson. Lee Robertson's the one that baptized me when I was just a little guy. Lee Robertson was used of God to have a Bible college, train hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of people to serve the Lord. Missionaries, pastors, multitudes were saved through that ministry. God used them. But you know what? God doesn't use that guy. Nothing happens with that guy if there's not a faithful Daisy May Halls. You and I are ministers of Christ. So, my friend, think of hearts and our heart, for that matter, are like the Ark of the Covenant on which it contained in that Old Testament tabernacle the tables of the law. Under that great mercy seat of God was that law written on stone, written by the finger of God. The Holy Spirit writes in our heart his word, his way, for us to meditate on his word that might be in that holy ark of our heart where Christ is Lord. It needs to be in your heart, and it needs to be that to which you go daily for mercy. Paul was careful not to take credit for the work of the Holy Spirit. He knew God did it, not him. And we should be the same way anytime God uses us to bring a soul to the Savior or to help another Christian. So, the sufficiency is not of myself. My sufficiency is of God, and so too will it be for you. Many times the Spirit of God has to show us that we are insufficient, so we'll realize it's not us. I've had people who told me, if it hadn't been for me, this wouldn't have happened. And it was something good in the church. But when they get to that attitude, it's all about self now. And they're not giving glory to God. Now, are these people an epistle of Christ? Then how? Let me show you something. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. There we read this. Know ye that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators. You know, fornication comes from the Greek word porneia. This is what this word comes from, fornicators. And it's the idea of sexual sin of any kind. It can be bestiality. It can be incest. It can be a man cheating on his wife, a lady cheating on her husband. It can be any of those things. It's sexual sin, pornography. And that makes sense coming from the Greek word porneia. Pornography is fornication. Nor idolaters, those things that have first place in your life, that's put ahead of God. Nor adulterers, those who cheat in marriage, those who made that commitment, and then they're untrue, unfaithful. And sometimes they get away with it, and they'll never tell that spouse. But one day, if they're saved, it'll be revealed in heaven. But he goes on to say, here in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 through 11, nor effeminate, that's homosexual men, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. And I think this has a couple of ideas here. It's the slut lady. It is the person who also takes advantage of children. It's that kind that just does sexual sin of kind, selling their bodies, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, that's just out and out drunk, nor revelers. That's interesting. Revelers had a couple different ideas in its use in that day. One of the uses was they had drinking parties where they would just get down, falling down drunk, and it's one who drank the most before they conked out was the winner. But often it was used as for those who just drank along with a meal or drank with a group, but it's a social drinking. It's the idea of social drinking, partying group. They partied, and they drank at their party, but not to get drunk. And so God is here even condemning that. Nor extortioners, people that can get something out of you to keep quiet about what they know. They shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, here's the special blessing. And such were some of you. Now, you think of that list and all those people are members in your church. But you know what? There's a change in their life. The woman at the well, Jesus said you'd had five husbands and the man you're living with is not your husband. She gets saved and she goes back in town and gets all those men that evidently she had committed those sexual sins with and brings them, says, come here, man that told me all that I ever did. And some of those get saved. Others came to hear him. Then they got saved, but they said, not because of you, because of what he preached. But either way, those that had been in sin see somebody that it gives them hope. The drug addict, the drunkard, the pervert, the sexual pervert, the homosexual who wants to come out of that lifestyle on down the line. They can. Corinth was a church filled with those kind of people, and God brought them out of that. There's hope. God can save. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. His power of this cleansing blood is greater than that. So, sir, yes, we're separate from the world. You will hear us preach against abortion, homosexuality, other things that are sin. But we also preach that Christ will forgive. And God forgives. He saves. Let us not be guilty of not accepting those people that Christ accepted and changed. Let's help them. Let's edify them. Let's build them up in the understanding and the word and teaching of God's word. It says, but ye are justified. How were they, these kind of people, justified? Well, it says, first of all, but ye are sanctified. They're set apart for Christ. This kind? Why? Because it says, but ye're washed. How? By the blood of Jesus, cleansed of their sin, sanctified, set apart for the Lord, justified in the name of the Lord Jesus, printed for God. They are accepted on the basis of Christ's work and by the Spirit of our God. The Spirit itself, Romans 8 says, bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So you have the Holy Spirit doing all of that for us. And so these people got saved. Now, you think of all those kind of people. Let's just think that our church endorses that or doesn't say anything against it, allows it to go on. People may be entertained about it. They may be liking it, but are they going to get saved? Young lady, and I want to insert this just a few weeks ago, got saved. I baptized her. She had metal in her lips and in other places, you know, of her body that I didn't see. But she had them, and she said she had them. I had not said anything to her about those things at that point. She just got saved. She comes back to me the next week, says, should I get this metal out of my lips? Should I get, you know, I got them out of my body, and I took it off. I want to get them out of the body and out of my lip and all that. And I asked her, I said, why? She just, nobody else does it here. And she even had a dress on. She didn't have a dress on. She had, you know, these pair of tight slacks on the time before. She comes in a dress. She comes in nice. That girl has changed. And we can see her growing in the Lord. That lady, God changed her life. And one thing she knew, there was a difference between the people she was seeing at church, that you've watched on your lives, the live stream. You've watched it. You've seen it. And you wonder why we do that. People won't get saved. We've had too many examples of people that did get saved, but they got saved through the gospel of Christ and the work that he does. No, that's not legalistic. Don't think of holiness as legalistic. Don't think of being separate from the world. Worldliness is legalistic. If any man loved the world, the love of the Father is not in him, the Bible says in 1 John 2, verses 15 through 17. So, by the way, let's just go a little bit further with that since we're on it, because it's talking about your personal life as well as in the church.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.com. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.